It's Thursday, June 3rd. I'm Aaron Henkin. Coming up, Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski shares his plan for spending $161 million in federal ARP funds. In Baltimore, supporters rally behind a bill to ban the city's use of facial recognition technology. Plus, Mayor Scott sounds off on violent crime, federal recovery funds, and the city's ongoing indoor mask mandate. It's the Daily Dose from WYPR, our latest reporting on Maryland's COVID-19 response and the local news of the day, made possible by GBMC Healthcare. Maryland has begun closing its mass vaccination sites and is shifting its focus to mobile clinics and community-based sites. Officials announced yesterday that the site at Ripken Stadium would close this month, and the one at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore would close next month. Today, they announced five other sites will close by mid-July. The state of Maryland is preparing to pack up its field hospital at the Baltimore Convention Center and move out starting August 1st. Despite the closure of hospital beds and related facilities, the center will continue to serve as a vaccine and testing site, as well as a warehouse to store PPE materials until October 1st. Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski has laid out what one official called a flexible blueprint for spending the $161 million he expects to get from the American Rescue Plan that passed Congress in March. WYPR's John Lee reports it comes after county council members asked for more information.
Republican County Councilman Todd Crandall says members wanted more details before allowing Olszewski to spend the money.
This is kind of a $161 million check without knowing exactly what it's going to, and that, of course, can make the council nervous.
Crandall and his fellow council members were appeased by what they heard. For example, $45 million for capital improvements like water, sewer, and expanded broadband. There's also $20 million set aside for one-time bonuses in July for public safety and public health employees. The American Rescue Plan is a $1.9 trillion package of COVID-19 economic relief. It includes $65 billion in direct aid to localities. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.
More than 2.9 million Marylanders have now been fully vaccinated against the virus. The Maryland Department of Health also reports that the state's seven-day testing positivity rate is at a record low 1.39%. The positivity rate has dropped by 76% since mid-April. The Board of Education of Anne Arundel County is approving the Anne Arundel County Public Schools Virtual Academy. The virtual academy will run as its own school for a limited number of students who cannot return to in-person learning for school next year. The academy will be for students entering grades 3 through 12. The application deadline for the academy is June 10th at 5 p.m. City lawmakers and progressive groups gathered outside City Hall today in support of Councilman Christopher Burnett's bill to ban Baltimore from using facial recognition technology. WYPR's Emily Sullivan has more.
The technology analyzes faces by comparing them to photo databases like mugshots, and many studies show that it often misidentifies people of color. One from MIT found they misidentify black women 35% of the time. Councilman Burnett's bill would ban all city agencies except the police department from using it. That agency is controlled by the state. His bill does require reports from BPD on current use of the software. Diana, a CASA member and immigrant who used only her first name, says it can lead to wrongful arrests.
We have been witness to the great mistakes that some police officers have made when it comes to the immigrant community.
BPD says the tech is a tool needed to fight crime. The bill can appear before the council as early as next week. I'm Emily Sullivan reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Juneteenth will be an official government holiday in Anne Arundel County. County Executive Stuart Pittman has signed an executive order recognizing the day when news of the Emancipation Proclamation finally reached slaves in Texas more than 2 years after it was signed. This year, June 19th will fall on a Saturday, so county offices will be closed on Friday, June 18th to observe the holiday. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott joined Tom Hall today on WYPR's Midday Show. He acknowledged that there were 9 murders in Baltimore over Memorial Day weekend, and he said the city can no longer continue to throw what he called the same old solutions at the problem.
And that's why you see, hear from us about making sure that our police are focused on the right people, that we're doing the partnerships to make sure that we're impacting violent groups. We had a big federal indictment announcement made today where we had a group, the Triple C gang, was charged federally with 18 murders and 28 attempted murders. And when you hear me talk about the need to remove violent groups and violent offenders committing large amounts of violence in our city, that's what we're talking about.
Mayor Scott also spoke today about the forthcoming $670 million federal dollars that Baltimore is due to receive through the American Rescue Plan. The mayor said his focus is on ensuring that the city's process for distributing the funds will be equitable, transparent, and swift.
I instructed my team to develop a comprehensive accounting framework that allows us to keep the ARP dollars separate from other federal grants and city funds. That's important because we want clean data for reporting and audits and sharing the information with the public. We included the funding, as you said, in 2022 budget, but also for an Office of Recovery Programs. This is going to be a 10-person office headed by a chief recovery officer that's going to report to our city administrator, Chris Shorter. That office will be responsible for administering all aspects of the funding.
Mayor Scott explained that once city agencies have made their pitch for a funding allocation, the office will open up the application process to nonprofit groups, community groups, and extra-governmental entities in Baltimore.
This funding will be open to them too, so that the important thing, Tom, is that we have the greatest impact on Baltimore, Baltimoreans, Baltimore business and neighborhoods that we can, especially those that were the most hard hit by the pandemic that just happened to be in Baltimore. Those have been under and invested in and disinvested in over time.
Baltimore City's COVID dashboard indicates that about 55% of city residents have now been vaccinated, and the city's indoor mask mandate is still in effect. Mayor Scott said today that he stands firm on his insistence that the mandate remain until Baltimore gets its vaccination numbers up significantly.
You know, folks have been asking about when we're going to release the indoor mask mandate. Very clear. When we hit 65% of adults 18 or over with at least one dose of the vaccine. We're at 55 now, so we're not that far off. And we'll get there. We should get there as quickly as possible. And that's what we're going to do to make sure that we are being safe, not just through the summer, but thinking with an eye ahead, Tom, to making sure that we don't have a spike in the fall and the winter where people go back inside with variants and other things.
Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott speaking today with Tom Hall on Midday. You can hear the rest of the conversation at the Midday page at WYPR.org. That's going to wrap it up for this episode of The Daily Dose. We'll be here for you again tomorrow. The Daily Dose is brought to you by WYPR, made possible by GBMC Healthcare. Big thanks to the WYPR news team, Rachel Bay, John Lee, Joel McCord, Emily Sullivan, and Sarah Y. Kim. Our digital content director is Jamila Kremple, and our general manager is LaFontaine Oliver. The executive editor of The Daily Dose is Danielle Irby. Stay healthy, stay sane, and stand together. I'm Aaron Hinkin. Thanks for listening.